Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, now, I don't oversell, unlike Buzz.
Okay.
I'm not someone who comes to you and says, hey, the sky's falling, Chicken Littles, you know, here.
You know something about a satellite that we don't?
No, but I got a great tape.
Touchdown!
You're going to love it. It's a Super Bowl treat. Thank you to ESPN. This is one of the greatest rave-out tapes along the lines of Casey Kasem.
Wow.
Let's turn back the clock to Monday Night Football and Chris Berman.
2000?
From the year 2000. Right. Sunday Night Football, make that. Sunday Night Football.
Ah. Boomer.
Apparently, he's waiting to go on the air. He's doing a live broadcast, and he's mighty mad.
Very good.
Chris Berman.
TV, and I got 18. God damn it. Can't everybody stop for 10 minutes? I mean, everybody seems that that's the only. Everybody, can we stick? Jesus Christ. I mean, it's not that much to ask. Is that when everybody has to move, when I'm trying to concentrate? Jesus. I mean, it's so rude. I can't believe it. It's so goddamn rude.
But I don't even think that was from the very beginning.
Wow.
My apologies. Wow. Yeah, I cut 16 seconds off that.
All right. Let's see. Can we hear the whole thing?
Yeah. And hold your applause until the end, please.
Okay. All right.
Because he does not disappoint.
When I'm doing TV and I got 18, God damn it. Can't everybody stop for 10 minutes? I mean, everybody seems that that's the only. Everybody, can we stick? Jesus Christ. I mean, it's not that much to ask. Is that when everybody has to move, when I'm trying to concentrate? Jesus. I mean, it's so rude. I can't believe it. It's so goddamn rude. Just, why does everyone all of a sudden have to move? I've had 2 hours to move around. Wait 10 minutes. Jesus. I'm sorry to explode by that, but it's like no one's ever worked on TV here before. Jesus. Ducking under the kid. What the f*** do they think I'm doing?
I'm done.
I actually can't believe what I just saw.
Not now.
It's like no one here has worked on TV before. I hear a dial tone. And there were seven people. Though. I mean, Jesus.
One more F-bomb.
We need to use the studio for 15 minutes. Just everybody, you know.
The Don and Mike Show.
Nice.
Just Boomer. A big box of okay. The Don and Mike Show.
Hope I didn't oversell it, but.
You know, when he comes on TV, he always appears to be so jolly.
Yeah, pretty good.
Guess he's got a temper.
Oh boy, he does like throwing around that J word a lot, doesn't he?
Jesus!
back, Jesus!
Man after my own heart. Yeah, that's from the year 2000.
He's
when I'm
mellow.
Doing TV and I got 18. God damn it. Can't everybody stop for 10 minutes? I mean, everybody seems that's the only. Everybody, can we stick? Jesus Christ. I mean, it's not that much to ask. Is that when everybody has to move, when I'm trying to concentrate? Jesus.
Boomer!
You're a goddamn genius!
Jesus.
I mean, it's so rude. I can't believe it. It's so goddamn rude.
Loses the voice there.
Oh, that's good.
That's so rude. All I wanted was a dozen donuts.
I never heard that.
Delivered on the studio floor.
Never heard it before.
Wow.
Just, why does everyone all of a sudden have to move? I've had 2 hours to move around. Wait 10 minutes.
Hey, you got 2 hours. Jesus.
Boy,
Jesus.
You know, with all this reality TV, I'd love to see a show about behind the scenes of the TV station.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Boomer.
Sorry to explode by that, but it's like no one's ever worked on TV here before. Jesus.
So is he shouting at everybody, or is he singling somebody out?
He's hearing something in his IFB, the thing that's in his ear. And whatever he's hearing, he's hearing dial tone. He's supposed to be hearing something else.
Has no one ever done TV before?
Chucking under the kid. What the f*** do they think I'm doing?
Jesus. Chris Berman.
I actually can't believe what I just saw.
Not now.
It's like no one here has worked on TV before.
Somebody says not now.
So and somebody who says not now is mic'd. So obviously he's working with somebody when they say that. So it's somebody just letting him go. Not now.
I hear a dial tone.
See, now that's where he's hearing something in his IFB, in his earpiece.
And there were seven people, though. I mean, Jesus.
That's his go-to.
You know, you never know when people are rolling tape on you, do you?
That's true. You don't, Mike.
I think of over the years, the number of commercials that you and I have done. And usually those are jolly, though, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're usually jolly. But there
like
is
that.
No lack of, as a matter of fact, the language we have used in recorded commercials over the years would make Mr. Berman pale in comparison.
But we can never play it because it's always us in some good-natured, Richard Pryor-like way talking about the product that we are reading a commercial for.
Yes, and it's not. And, of course, we don't mean it. We're just poking fun.
Right.
But those are the, tapes.
We need to use the studio for 15 minutes. Just everybody,
Jesus. I mean, Jesus.
Jesus.
When I'm doing TV and I got 18, God damn it. Can't everybody stop for 10 minutes?
Jesus.
I mean, everybody seems that that's the only, everybody can we stick, Jesus Christ.
Is he great?
All I wanted was just a pair of boxers.
We're going to start our coverage of Super Bowl 42 by calling bars in Glendale and Tucson, Glendale and Scottsdale, Arizona.
What are the doohickeys for 42? What are the?
It's XLII. Thank you, Robbie.
XLII.
Roman numerals.
So we're looking at all the bars. Mm-hmm. You got Fox Sports Grill. Mm-hmm. I know. I've been out to Arizona. That's right across from the stadium. Place called Maloney's. Place
right.
called the Rusty Spur. But we must call the place that's known in the directory as Don and Charlie's.
Let's do.
That's a good
start.
That's
a good idea.
We'll try to find the most drunk Super Bowl fan 3 days before the game.
Okay.
Here we go.
I hope you get through.
The countdown is on.
I hope Charlie's here. Is he here, Mike?
Yes, he is.
Hi, Charlie.
Hello, Rob. Happy XLVIII. Boy, that was bad mouth time. He had bad language,
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Has anyone done TV?
Charlie's.
Hello?
Hello,
yes.
is this Don and Charlie's?
It is.
Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. We're on the radio right now in Westwood One, and we're calling to find out if we could chat to the most inebriated Super Bowl fan in your restaurant.
Do you have any inebriated Super Bowl fans in your restaurant at this moment?
You know what? We're closed, so no, we don't have any.
Oh, you're closed?
I'm so sorry.
What time do you open?
We open at 5 o'clock.
Oh, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
So you open up late in the day. You don't serve lunch.
We don't serve lunch.
Oh, okay.
Well, you see, what's interesting is my name's Don, and his name's Charlie.
Hello.
Oh, well, what a coinkydink.
May I ask you a question?
Yes.
What motivated you to name your place Don and Charlie's? How'd it get the name, lady?
Oh, my God.
Can you hear me?
What? You see, my name is Don, and his name. No, I know she can hear you, Charlie.
Sure.
She can hear you.
How did you get the name Don and Charlie's?
Oh, well, you know what? Two men opened the restaurant. One's name is Don, and one is Charlie.
How is it spelled?
Charlie.
Wrong. You'll get more business if you take off the IE and you put a Y.
Well, I'll pose that.
And then on your sign, you take the R in Charlie and you turn it backwards.
And do as I do. Use my showbiz name, which is Donnie, D-O-N-I, and then exclamation point. I stole that from the TV show Vicky.
Donnie and Charlie's. What's the special?
You know what? We've got wonderful barbecue ribs, chicken, prime steak.
How are you feeling?
Who are the worst tipping fans? Let me put it like that thus far. Patriots fans or Giants fans?
Oh, boy. You know what? I don't know. I work up in the office. I'd probably say the ones that their team is losing, probably.
Well, who are the stinkiest fans?
I don't know that either.
I don't care about the fans. What do you have for dessert?
Oh, creme brulee.
What?
Creme brulee.
What's that?
Custard, Charlie.
Huh?
Flourless chocolate.
Yeah. Ew, creme brulee.
Have any celebrities come in this week?
Have you had celebs come in this week?
You know what? Lots of football. I've heard that lots of football celebs have, like some of the players have been in.
Have you seen Dave Feldman?
You know what? I'm not. I only work during the day. I'm not sure. I can let you talk to one of the.
What managers. Are the uniforms that the waitresses wear?
Short skirts.
Short skirts.
Wow.
No, I'm teasing you.
Don't tease.
Do they wear something that says Don and Charlie's on them?
No, they don't. Huh.
Well, like, walk us through the uniform. It's kind of a turn on.
Oh my god!
Are you goth?
Huh?
Are you goth?
Are you a girl?
Are you goth?
Am I
goth?
G-O-T-H.
No.
Oh, okay.
How come it's so cold there?
Is it cold here?
No, it's cold where you are in the Valley of the Sun.
How come it's so cold in Phoenix?
I know. It's crazy cold now. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Where are you guys at?
We're in the nation's capital. It's called Washington, D.C.
Okay.
What color is your hair? Are you blonde or brunette?
Brunette.
Yeah. Brunette?
I bet you are.
Are you tall?
I'm sorry?
Are you tall?
Yes. Well, 5'8"-ish.
5'8".
Oh, yeah. I'd like to climb that mountain.
Are you wearing high heels right now?
Oh, you too. You should take your show on the road.
Are you?
We've heard that before.
Are you wearing high heels?
I'm sorry?
Are you wearing high heels?
I didn't get that.
High heels?
I'm out.
You know.
I'm out. I'm not talking no more. She can't hear me.
She can hear you, Charlie.
I'm sorry, Charlie.
Maybe if I talk really soft.
Are
you wearing high heels?
Use your grown-up voice.
Are you wearing high heels right now?
No, 2 inches maybe.
That
2 inches?
Heard.
Are you wearing a white blouse?
No, gray.
Would you sleep with Tom Brady?
Absolutely.
Oh, very good.
Would you sleep with Eli Manning?
I don't know who he is.
He's the quarterback of the Giants. You know, kind of the retarded looking guy, Peyton Manning's brother.
No.
Your French fries. May I ask you a question about them?
Sure.
Your French fries, are they the string kind, or are they steak fries, or are they in between?
We're having fun, aren't we? Yeah, baby!
You know what? I have to let you talk to my manager. Will you talk to him and give him a rousing like you're giving
me? Yeah,
baby.
Please?
Would you do everything for Tom Brady? You love him that much?
No.
You wouldn't do everything for him?
Whoa.
Oh. I wouldn't do anything for him. Absolutely not.
What kind of nail polish do you have? Do you have a French manicure?
A French manicure? Wait a minute. Let me get Austin. Will you hold on for one minute? Is that his name?
Austin.
Okay, Mr. Austin Powers on the phone.
Yes, thank you.
Hello, baby.
Tell him he's going to be on the radio.
We don't open till 5. Yeah, baby.
You're listening to our exclusive Super Bowl cover.
Touchdown!
Calling Donnie and Charlie's.
When I'm doing TV and I got 18, God damn it.
Okay. Hello?
Miss Austin?
Hello,
can't
Austin.
Can everybody stop for 10 minutes? I mean, everybody seems that's the only... Everybody, can we stick? Jesus Christ.
Hi there.
Hello?
Austin, this is the Don and Mike radio show. How are you?
I'm fine. Who is this?
This is Don and Mike.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, I can tell you've got that tone already. That tone that's like, hey, you're wasting my time, douchebags.
We're just having a little fun talking Super Bowl. Crinkle cut fries and tater tots.
You see, my name is Don. His name is Charlie. We're doing a radio show. We're calling bars in Phoenix about the Super Bowl. And your name of your bar is Don and Charlie. And for whatever reason, the nice lady who has the legs and she's 5'8", she told us to talk to you.
Austin, can I ask you a question about her?
Where are you guys from?
Washington, D.C.
All right.
Can I ask you a question about the lady?
Yes.
And I want you to answer me honestly, okay, Austin? Is she as sexy as she sounds?
Oh, I don't think that's appropriate.
Come on.
Who are the most foul fans, in your opinion, thus far? Has it been the rudest fans, Giants fans, or Patriots fans?
They've both been great.
Oh, please. Come on.
No, they really have. They've been great.
Who's puked in your bathroom? I bet that's some of our idiot listeners calling your phone right now.
We're just having a little fun, Austin.
I know. It sounds great. You guys should come down to the Valley of the Sun.
Austin, I heard that, what's her name there? She would do Tom Brady. She told us that.
What's that?
That lady that answered the phones for you said that she would do Tom Brady.
I don't think so.
Could you tell us who the celebrity is she most resembles?
Why are you hung up on her?
Because she's nicer than you.
She's hot. What's wrong with you? Don't you like girls? I mean, we're okay with that. You know, we're okay with that.
You like girls.
Who's the guy with the annoying laugh?
Hey, it's not annoying, hump.
Hey, watch it, asswipe.
Come on now.
Come on now.
You be nice. My name's Charlie, too. I got the same name as the second name in your bar.
It's a restaurant.
It's a restaurant and bar.
Sure, it's a show bar. Please, come on. What time do the girls get on the tables? Hey, come on. Seriously, friend, who do you like in the game?
Yeah, who are you picking?
I like the Giants and the points.
The Giants and the points. And please tell us, who's the celebrity that lady we were talking to most resembles? That'll be very helpful.
Right.
What?
All right. You guys have a great
day. Oh, you're a stain.
Hey, put her back on the phone. We didn't want to talk to you, you hum.
We want to talk to the lady.
Okay, hang tight.
Thank you.
All right, hold on.
All right. I bet he wouldn't have even said, I love you, Charlie.
No.
She will.
And what are they doing there till 5 o'clock? Why is she in so early? Huh? Huh, Don? Why do you think she's in so early?
You know why, Charlie. That's right. That's right. What are women good for, Charlie?
They're good for, what's the poem you taught me? Hickory dickory dog.
This chick was.
The clocks are struck two. I dropped.
I don't think we can do that.
Oh, damn it. That's a shame. That's a crying shame.
It's a good poem.
Now he's telling her, don't go back home with them guys. You're going to be in trouble.
You come back over here and sit on me.
My favorite place in Phoenix we could call there.
What is that?
The Sugar Bowl.
Hello? Lady?
Hello?
Nice lady.
Hello, lady. Oh, hello, lady. Lady Elaine.
Our coverage of the big game continues.
Jesus Christ, have they never done radio before?
I mean, it's not that much to ask.
Right.
Is that when everybody has to move, when I'm trying to concentrate?
I'm sorry, Chris.
Jeez.
Ah. This is Alec.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hello, lady.
Hi, it's you again, right?
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
We liked you.
What a hump that guy is.
We like you. We don't like him.
God. Oh.
How many salads a night does he spit in? Seriously.
Can you tell me something, please?
Yeah, sure.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble? Please.
You know what? I don't know. That's kind of a hard one.
Just think about it a little more. And just
let
give
me
us...
think about it.
Okay.
How about yourself?
I look like Junior Samples.
Like, I'm sorry, who?
Junior Samples from Hee Haw.
Oh, that's not too shabby.
And Don looks like James Gandolfini.
Very nice.
Uh-huh. Now, how about you?
Oh, you laid it on the line, Charlie.
Yep. You know who we are.
Come on, honey. We got places to go. Please.
I actually also, there's a mild resemblance to the wrestler Butterbean.
Butterball.
Butterbean.
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 Butterbean. Sorry, Charlie.
Butterball is a turkey.
So, well, what kind of music do you play?
We don't play music. We just flap our gums.
Hey, is that guy talking to some of our idiot listeners who are calling you now?
No.
Oh, good.
He's, you know. People are making reservations.
Is your brunette hair, is it shoulder length?
Yes, it is shoulder length.
Are there a lot of reservations being made for, like, IP Daily?
Funny name.
And Harry Dick. Are those some of the names?
You know what? We do have a party under Harry Dick tonight.
Wow. You rock, lady. You're cool, Alex.
All right, listen, thanks for joining us for our exclusive Super Bowl coverage.
You rock, lady. If we're ever in Phoenix, we're going to sit at your table.
Hey, would you just tell Charlie you love him?
You got to get Katie.
Hello?
Hello.
Would you say, I love you, Charlie?
I love you, Charlie.
I love you. It's Alex, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I love you too, Alex.
All right. Have a great day.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
I want her to have my babies.
I understand.
I want her to have my babies. I really do, Don.
Well, in Scottsdale, make it Don and Charlie's.
Yeah, and make babies. I can make lots of babies.
I'll bet.
Doctor said so.
I think she might be too old to make babies.
Never too old.
I think so.
Just got to go down the South American way, where they set the Book of World Records. Lady was 72.
Wow.
Had twins. If I father babies, it would be just like puppies.
No, you know what your babies would be like?
What's that?
Have you seen those ESPN commercials where the guy's in the hot tub and he has like the body, the heads of the commentators coming out of it. Yeah. Oh, he's like mutated.
Yeah, that's what my babies would look like. That's not nice. That's not nice. Jesus Christ. Have you ever done radio before?
Man, it's so rude. I can't believe it. That's it's so goddamn rude.
Sorry about that, Chris. Got a break. We'll be right back with Paul Sr. from the Tuttles.
Yay.
This is the Don and Mike Show.